This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show. Hey guys, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. Dave and Tim here. We're joined with Ryan from Bear Archery again. Every year we do this little one-on-one conversation about their launch, which is going to be in a couple days from now. So when you see this, it'll be launched. So you'll launch with it, which is great.
Launch day. So
we always come together a couple days before the launch to do this video to kind of talk about what bows they are launching, what some options you might want to consider this year when looking for a new bow. I've had the chance to shoot a few of these bows, and I can tell you without a doubt, they're just absolutely incredible, which is what I expected from Bear, to be honest. I didn't think I would see anything less. The one thing I noticed, Ryan, I was going to bring up today, and we can start with the Persist 33. I really noticed this time around with the 33, it was a very stable shooting bow. And when I drew the bow back and fired it, it literally didn't move at all. And I remember thinking in my mind instantly, like a Western hunter's dream, this bow, because it has the power, it has the draw cycle, and it's a flat shooting bow. And I thought, man, this could be a great option for someone out west that needs a little bit more in a bow because of those distances.
But it's got some speed, too.
And speed, yeah, for sure.
Came to play when we designed that particular bow. So the Persist last year did really well. And as you guys kind of hit on, I mean, we're a core hunting company, right? So that's always our focus. So sometimes then we don't see a lot of long axle to axles in our lineup. And not the 33 is long, but you know, there's such a trend at 29, 30, 31 that 33 is starting to be long. But obviously, there was a lot of people asking for it. As you guys know, we're a very big sponsor and supporter of those TAC events out west. So it just made sense for us to do a 33. And everything you said is right. It's crazy what just changing the platform a little will do to stability and maybe even vibration. I mean, it just gives us our riser that much more room to work, so to say, on how we do it. But, you know, all the same technology that we put into the Persist last year when it comes to, you know, vibration dampening, we put on that rubber shelf. We widened the stance, put wider Gordon limbs on it. I mean, we did all those things to really make the platform easy to shoot. And now, like you said, even if you do want those distances and, you know, with the Picatinny rail mount and everything, I mean, you can put sights on there to really shoot as far as your ability or you want to shoot, and then give you that stability. And it really didn't change much when it came to, we didn't feel like it changed much on the balance, meaning like, oh, now the bow feels heavy or clunky. We didn't think any of those things happened when we lengthened it. Of course, we didn't give it a lot. We went from 31 to 33, but it's noticeable. And it's one of those things that I would kind of tell people, like, go shoot it if you shot it before, because yeah, it's just only a couple specs had changed, but man, I don't know. It feels a lot different when you get it in your hand.
Yeah, 100% agree. And I always think it's funny when people look at bows, the things they notice aren't necessarily the things that are most important. And obviously with the hook at the top, it looks so cool. It's different. But the cool part about this hook, not only obviously it has functionality, but
it does.
The thing is people see it first and they're like, what is that? You know, so it's an attention grabber, which is super important to get people to try your bow, which I love. Obviously it does some functionality as well. But also I was going to say that the shelf and having the shelf look the way it does, you know, being so different and rubberized and, you know, have the ability to not have any clinking sounds. I was just going to say great job on these ideas, because I think these type of little things are they make the bow a little bit different, and I think it helps people to draw their attention.
And we're trying to be very hunter-forward on it, right? So, I mean, obviously the loop has to do with tree stand hunting or anything like that, or even hanging your bow in a tree stand. So we try to think that, and that can go on the top or bottom pocket. Mm. So we still wanted you to have adjustability. And then same with the shelf. I mean, you see so many dropaways now, depending on who's you're using in the system, where they lay so flat, right? And right. Sometimes those get a little bit more particular to adjust, and you don't want any noise, and that rubber helps take a little bit away, especially when it, you know, it's cold or you're having it sit up against it. It just depends on the rest you're using. So try to make it work for everybody just about any way they would want to try to do it.
So, yeah. Well, no. you said something early on that we talk about all year round, which is Bear is a hunting company, right? That's what you guys focus on, is that hunting community, which we absolutely love. Tell everybody all the time about your focus and what you guys do with bows. And you guys just do such an amazing job all year. And it's so me, every time we get together this time of year, to see the new things coming out. And you guys have had a huge year this year with all of the different bows.
You've been busy. Been real busy over there.
I think all in, it'll be, it's 10 bows is how I look at it.
Wow.
Some of it, you know, you've got the Adapt with the Adapt Plus, but the Adapt Plus makes it so much different than the Adapt with so many high-end accessories we put on it. But yeah, 10, usually 4 to 6 bows a year is a handful.
Yeah,
10's a lot. But it's good. It's well worth it. And I think it's good as we continue on. Like, we really were focused this year, again, with hunting always. But this you know, last year or two, value means so much, right? It's just the economy isn't great. And you're going to see through this line, we really focused on trying to give the archer, the hunter, the best technology out there that's still affordable. And it's not easy to do that nowadays with the economy and the way things are.
No, you got compressed margins there for sure to try to pull that off. So the ability to do that is quite a feat in the industry regardless, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that's absolutely awesome. So
what's next in the lineup here? We got the Persist 33. What do we got?
So the Persist 33, and so the Persist still stays in the line too. So if a guy still wants a shorter axle-to-axle bow, which is completely up to the archer, I like a shorter axle-to-axle, but I'm also a shorter draw. So now you can kind of fit yourself a little bit better. The next one will be the Whitetail INT. And what that replaces, so to say, is the Whitetail Max. So I'm going to kind of start here with the theme you're going to see from the Whitetail INT down is now we've started to work integrate into almost all of our bows, not just the Persist 30 and or 33 and Persist being our high end stuff that had it. Now you're going to see my mid on down start to have that mid price point. So starting here, so this is very, very similar bow, the exact same specs as the Whitetail Max, except now you get that Picatinny rail system for your sight, and then you're getting that IMS rest system. So now you're starting to be able to do everything that those high-end bows can at a much different price point. So
cool.
So you're still getting, and of course on the Whitetail INT, which the Whitetail Max had this, you're still getting my EKO cam, which is what was on the Persist. So you're still getting that adjust. So you're getting great speed. I'll just hit the specs. So you're still getting the 339 feet per second. You're still getting the adjustable let off, meaning so you can set it on the cam, the 75, 80, 85, and 90, which is still a super high-end feature. You get the same limb configurations that we've offered for many years now, being 45 to 60 and 55 to 70, but 15 pounds of adjustments, quite a bit. And then on that cam system, just as before, you're still getting that 26 to 30. And then it's the 6.5 brace height. So again, the specs are the same, but now what you're able to put on and what I'm able to put on the RTH packages or your accessories changes quite a bit. So, I mean, that was a high-end feature you couldn't start to touch until, I mean, bows that had both of those were usually, well, my Persist is 1250. So Right. Now you're starting, this bow will MSRP bow only at $629.
Wow.
And MSRP at $729 in the RTH, which would include an integrated sight and an integrated rest.
Which is an amazing value there, just for that. I mean, that price difference non-RTH and the RTH is it's crazy the feat that you can pull off with that, too.
That bow will be available at dealers, not the website?
Yeah. So the way we kind of started this was, so you can go to the website to learn all about it. But my Legend Series bows, which would be the Persist 33, Persist Whitetail INT, and then we're about to hit the Legend 30. Those bows are pro shop only. So you're going to have to head to your local pro shop to shoot these and try these bows out. And then, they also can set you up. Yep.
You mean I got to go and shoot all your bows?
And have a pro look at it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So we're very excited with that one. I mean, that cam is amazing, we feel, and to get it at that type of price point, I know that bow can shoot as well as any bow.
Ryan, what grip? I haven't seen that bow specifically. What grip is on that bow?
So that's just coming with our slim, like, on riser grip. So very minimalist on that particular one. Not like the Persist that would give you two different grip options.
Got it.
Okay. Any new color or camo options on any of those that we've talked about?
We did. We switched it. That one, actually, we didn't switch up very much. It would be similar to Whitetail Max. This next bow, when we hit the Legend 30, we start to switch up some colors.
All right. Well, let's run down that Legend 30.
Oh, this one here, you mean?
There you go.
Beautiful.
So the Legend 30 is changed quite a bit from the Legend before, the Legend XR. So, so what you're going to see there is the specs have changed quite a bit. So it's 320 feet per second, 6.5 inches. It's brace size, but 30 inch ATA. So it's gotten a little bit shorter, more maneuverable, still tons of adjustment in the draw length. So this is where we kind of start with my 18 to 31 inches. So really will fit anybody. And then 14 pounds to 70 pounds, again, will fit everybody. And then 85% let off, which is hard to argue. That's a great let off for beginners or seasoned archers, without a doubt. And then in that bow, we do it in olive stone, and then we do it in black and veil whitetail, and then black and mossy oak bottomlands, and then what we call throwback green, which would be an olive color with the Fred Bear camo. And this is, of course, also fully integrated now, the rest and the sight. So the RTH would also include those.
Has this got the paw grip in it? Awesome. Yeah, it looks great. I also like the cutout. I was going to tell you about that. These cutouts, especially down the backside. I thought that was pretty cool.
Awesome. So we definitely, we're trying, you had mentioned it before in the Persist, but obviously we're trying to make everything as balanced as possible, no matter what. So that's also got our in riser dampening system. So, I mean, you're getting tons of dampening too on these bows. So on that particular bow, you're getting it in the riser, you're getting it, roller you're getting system. The string strap, you're getting the roller system, and you're getting your inland dampeners.
Yeah. I want to point that out. The roller system, we've talked about this last year, but that was something you guys kind of brought in with, I believe, the Adapt Plus last year, I think it was.
We did. It definitely made the solo cam. This is not our solo cam, but it definitely improved a lot of the smoothness or draw on the solo cam.
Yeah.
Which is hard to believe because they're already so smooth to draw. But this little, it's a tweak, and I didn't even say it, but of course the Whitetail INT also has this. So we started to move it up the line, if possible, because for one, it definitely seems to just make the draw that much smoother. Also then, especially when you're getting, you know, into the valley and everything like that, but it's just a better system that you usually only see on higher end bows. Like our Persist has it completely built in with its own swing arm, but now we're able to work that into some of these other bows. Really just trying to go with the same theme. We're trying to give our customer as much high end type accessories and ability on our bows, with keeping the price points as affordable as possible.
Yeah, just a quick point to users watching this video. Bear does, when they do the roller system, they do serving on the cables here. So I just want to point that out. So don't think you can just throw one of these onto a bow without changing. I'm just giving a heads up. So that there is serving specifically made for those rollers on here. Just FYI.
Yeah, and that's a good point. So you can, we do sell that roller system on its own, and you can buy it. We always suggest, of course, that you have those served if you do that. It definitely will help the life of your string if you do.
Awesome. This one's a winner. I love this. Which cam is this now?
So that's our, so it's our DHC cam, but it's the one that has the most adjustment. So
yeah, this one's awesome. Very cool.
Awesome.
I love the size of that one. That's, to me, I love it. It's just the perfect size, perfect weight, perfect balance. And it's got a lot of power, so that, and it's super smooth for being two cams.
Yeah. And so the adjustment last year there is we went that bow a little bit shorter axle to axle. So depending on your hunting style, that might just fit you better. And of course, with the draw length adjustment, I mean, it can fit short and longer.
Awesome.
And that kind of rounds out our Legend Series line. We still do have the Alaskan XT that's only sold through dealers. Now that is available online. But that's our longer axle-to-axle bow with the DHC cam. Not as
is
much adjustment.
Is that 32?
So the axle, it's 33.
33, okay.
And then that's adjustment on its cam is 25 to 30 inches. So not as much draw length adjustment on it, but and then also 80% let off. But if you're still a guy that wants a longer draw and you're in these type of price points, we have an option for you.
Yep, perfect. All right, what's next?
All right. So now it's into the main line, which is very exciting, we feel, this year. It's always fun to talk about, you know, the highest end stuff. But then we feel we did a really good job at this, especially when we talk integrate. So when I was talking earlier about putting integrate into the Legend Series, we also did that into our main line bows. So I'll just, we'll just start with the one that, that we're the most excited about, so to say, and then we'll go through the specs of everything too. But the Legit has been in our line for a while, so we've decided that it was time to redo the Legit Max. So now we have what's called the Legit Max, and it's a fully integrated bow. So you've got the integrated sight and the integrated rest, and of course it comes with that in the RTH package. The specs are 315 feet per second, 30-inch axle to axle, 6.25 braid size, so 6 1/4, 10 to 70 pounds of adjustment, and it'll go from 14 to 30, and it's a 75% let-off bow. But what we're able to do here, which kind of sounded like a broken record, but we're able to keep the price of this bow at $479.
Wow.
So $479, you're getting a bow with all this integrated technology on, which again, you weren't even close to getting that in the past. All this integrated technology on it, plus this is the bow that, like I said it before, the reason the Legit worked so well is that it really fits everybody. It's super shootable type bow, balances well, the good brace height, so you can get beginners into this. And then, of course, I want them to graduate and buy other bows if they want as well. But you could really begin and end your bow hunting life with this bow if you wanted to, and probably never grow out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the adjustability is always something that I tout, you know, with your bows, how you can grow with the bow, you know, your entire life, basically. Mm-hmm. Up and down, right? Like, because there's a point where you kind of max out. You're like, some people are shooting 70s in their 20s and 30s,
yeah,
and then you're dropping back down when you're our age, right?
That's a good point.
But the value, though, too, is, yes, you can buy one bow that can last you your whole lifetime, but you could buy your whole family bows for that price point for their entire life. I mean, that the price point on that you guys are just, that you guys are coming out with this year is amazing. I mean, and kudos to you for trying to keep bows reasonable for those out there with the economy that we have, with things that are going on, right? I mean, it's not easy to come up with that extra cash nowadays, and you guys are keeping bow hunters coming into the industry, which is awesome.
I also will add on the Max, this is one of our fun bows, in my opinion. There's 12 different color options. So when you're getting into that, wow, you know, you've got some fun camo patterns and colored options. I mean, we do bottomlands on it. We've also did the new Mossy Oak Roots comes in this one. But also, you know, like Toxic, Muddy Girl, Wildfire. So you've got some of those with some more brighter greens and oranges and pinks. So you can really personalize this bow to yourself, which is fun also.
I love it. You can really get one for everybody in your entire family.
Well, across the line for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty fun one. We also then just kind of, in the kind of the same vein there, is we came out with the new species. It's the Species XT. And again, what you're able to get there is
my favorite bows ever made.
I think this is a... I feel like the solo cam sometimes gets a little underrated. We hear that a lot on how many people like this. And, you know, this bow really started the Adapt bow, which we also came out with a new Adapt too. But there wouldn't really, I'll be honest, there would not be an Adapt without the Species. I mean, that kind of is what started that. So the Species XT, again, the biggest change on this is it's going to be integrated, right? So we feel we've really started to master this single cam. So it's 320 feet per second, 30-inch axle, even longer brace height. That's 6.75, so 6 3/4. You can get it in 45 to 60 and 55 to 70, and then huge adjustment. 23.5 to 30.5. It's 80% let off. It's still also available, and you can get black limbs with True Timber camo, or black limbs with roots, black limbs with Veil Whitetail, and then black limbs with the bear camo, and then also Bottomlands, or just a complete all blacked out bow in this. But integrated sight, integrated rest, just a really great shooting smooth bow. When people ask lots of times, okay, why buy a Species versus a Legit? I like to tell people it's really what cam system you're after, right? So, I mean, you can get performance out of either. There's a little bit of speed difference. The Species is just a little bit faster at IBO of 320 versus Legit at 315. But a lot of people like No Valley or close to No Valley, and I'd say that's kind of where the solo cam shines. And then I always like to point at two, again, we are a hunting company and we talk about this a lot, but like the reason that the hunting public went with the Adapt with the single cam is they want to be able, I feel like they want to be able to draw that bow if they're doing a handstand upside down, and they probably could. And it's one of those that the cam is so smooth and easy to break over that you can do it whether you're in a ground blind or on your knees or in a saddle. And not that you can't with our other cams, it's just that single cam definitely leans some of that to it. So good to shoot both and just decide which one you like better.
I have to say the Species, like I've said before, is pretty much one of my favorite bows ever made, honestly, especially in that price area, the price point. I don't know a bow that reminds me of that. I love everything you guys are doing is great, but the Species to me, because of that single cam, is just so smooth. And, when this one came out, I was super pumped when I saw this because I was like, oh, this is exactly what I was hoping the Species would do. To me, it has everything I would want as a hunter. And people ask me a lot, actually, during live feeds and different comments and videos, like, you know, if you could only pick one bow, what would you do? And I always tell people, like, honestly, if I quit this industry tomorrow, I would buy me a Species. This is before this came out. I'd just buy a Species and I'd be good. Like, honestly, like, I can hunt all day, every day, from a ground blind, from a tree stand. I mean, this bow is so flexible in my mind. And again, I always say this to people, and I do as truthful as I can. To me, this bow is amazing for Michigan, for where I am in the Midwest. Okay. I don't shoot long distance. I shoot 20-yard shots, 30-yard shots from a tree stand, elevated position. This will do that all day. If I was thinking of going out west, not that it can't do it, but I would definitely consider a dual cam EKO with something with more power to get distance, you know? So I guess it also depends on who you are and what you're doing necessarily for what you're picking, in my opinion. But this thing lights out right here.
Yep. And couldn't agree. That's why we make so many different bows, right? So you can really pick and choose what works best for your scenario.
I can see this one going with a plus edition too, Ryan. We could add the paw grip. We could add the roller system, and that's it. That's all that's left to do.
That's all that's
spoil left to next do. Year's podcast.
The plus Dave edition. Add two things.
Yeah. I think the bear paw grip we do sell separate, and it will fit that bow. It'll fit if it's all these new bows that I'm going
to. I have every intention of doing that. So we're all on the same page. It's going to be amazing.
And that's just like you were talking, that's completely preference, right? Like, I like that grip a lot, but it's not the favorite that we make for me, but a lot of people like it. I think it all just depends on how you
like it. It is interesting you say that, because I thought about that when I shot the Persist with the Grizz grip, because I thought, you know, I kind of like the Grizz Grip better. And I think it's more because I feel like it might be a little more ergonomic. But I also like the Bear Paw Grip better than just the metal. So, like, I feel like I'm kind of, like, in this weird... Now that Grizz Grip cannot fit on those other bows, right? That is, like, a specifically...
Yep, it's made for that specific riser, so it won't fit these others. Now, I can say from ergonomics, those two grips are very close to each other. Their only differences are due to the differences in the riser. Other than that, they are extremely close.
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton match-grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality. Visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton match-grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
Established in a small town in Kentucky.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
In 1981, a company that produces quality products that archers have come to rely on. I started shooting with a Scott release and have passed the tradition on. As I've aged, the company I started with continues to innovate and produce the premium products it always has. My dad always told me, never forget where you came from. Well, I haven't. Shoot with confidence. Shoot a Scott.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice, it's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence, regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe, they might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
Ryan, did you guys ever have, did Bear ever have, I don't know why I just thought of this when we were talking about it. Did Bear ever have wood grips at some point in history or like?
Well, this is going to date it way back, but yes, we did. I'm going to say, well, it would have been when I was working at Cabela's selling bear bows in like 2000, 2001, like the Epic used to have a wood grip, a solid one piece. Back then in like the late 90s, early 2000s, bigger grips and wood grips were definitely, like Matthews was even doing wood grips back then, was definitely the trend. And then of course now you've seen the trend get smaller and smaller, more now you're starting to see it come a little bit bigger, more adjustment. That's where we've started with that ergonomics. We want it to feel comfortable, where you don't really have to think, are you over, I mean, we do not want anyone to torque their bow, of course, right? So we don't, what we're hoping to do is you don't even have to think about it because it just fits your hand so well.
Makes sense.
Yep, sure does.
And it's hard to do all that, right, for everybody next? So I think the next one, before we kind of get into the Adapt and Gamekeepers, would be the Cruiser G4. So the new edition of the Cruiser, this is the only new bow that I'm launching this year that does not have Integrate. But the reason for that is we were really focused on keeping this riser light. So brand new riser. We think it balances great. So this is, if you feel like the legit might just be maybe a little too heavy when you're starting off, so maybe, you know, in if you're just getting into it, you know, like 10, 11, 12, or whenever you feel like you can hold that bow, this is a great alternative. But the adjustment, again, I shoot this bow. I like shooting this bow quite a bit. Now, again, I've said before, I like a short axle to axle. So this bow is 315 feet per second. It's 29 inches axle to axle. So it's a shorty.
Yep, she's and short.
And then still 6-inch brace size, 6 1/4 brace size, actually 10 to 70 adjustment, and then 14 to 30 draw length, 75% let off. I will say this cam is completely different than the cam that we had on the G3. So you've got a new cam here, and then the legit is also that. What we really focus on the cam is just giving you a better valley. The let off all stayed the same. You still adjust it the same. So it's super easy to adjust. You know, if you want to go from, like, I'll just make it up, 26 inches to 28. I mean, we have the spin dial on this one. So there's just a dial that you just match up your top and bottom cam. You don't need a bow press. So really easy for it to adjust with you. Of course, we'd love for you to go to the pro shop and get everything tuned up, but easy for that to be adjusted. But the way that riser balances, stays really light, it's just a great alternative. Again, I think a guy should shoot both of these bows and see what fits better. This is another fun one where we offer it in Toxic and Wildfire, Muddy Girl, Black, True Timber, Strata, Roots. So you can get it in all kinds of different color patterns as well. And this bow you are shooting right off the riser. This will accept the Grizz Grip too, as we were just talking about. Okay.
So the Cruiser, to me, Ryan, is a bow that just really fits a lot of people. Obviously, it could be used as a backup bow, which would be an excellent option for it. It's obviously can be used for saddle hunters, ground blind hunters. It's really the lightweight, awesome solution for a bow hunter in the field at a very low cost to get a full package deal. So yes, you don't get some of the higher tech pieces to it, but again, if I'm buying that Species XT, and I might buy this as another bow, so I have two for under $1,000 pretty much. It's like so close.
Right.
And I have a backup and a regular bow, and maybe I shoot the Species all the time, but I always have this option to go. And the other thing I was telling people that I love about this bow is the ability to take someone else hunting that doesn't bow hunt. With this bow, I can adjust it right. Like, if you want to go bow hunting and try it, I can adjust the draw, the weight, I can adjust this, and you can go with me. Whereas before, you don't have a bow, you can't go.
Yeah. So not only is it my backup. What I like about the cams on this too is that it has it's actual numbered, right?
Yeah, it makes
it easy. So it makes it really easy from that perspective too when you're in the field to make those types of adjustments.
But it's a winner. Hands down winner right here.
We like it. It'll be good. And like you said, I've even set people up like that before where they don't know their draw at all, or they're trying to shoot a different bow, and I just hand them this or, you know, the G3 from before. And it's crazy how different people start to shoot or better when they have a bow that's the proper draw length. And lots of times the barrier to that is the intimidation of adjusting it. And I feel like we remove that intimidation on this bow and the legit.
Excellent. Yep. Love it. All right. What's next?
So the next two, they're bows that we launched. So we'll go over the Adapt just because I know how much you guys love your solo cams. And we did launch the Adapt earlier this year, or not too much earlier, at the beginning of August. We launched the Adapt 2. And so it's the solo cam. It's 320 feet per second, 31 inch axle to axle, 6 1/2 inch brace height. You get the two limb configurations, 45 to 60 and 55 to 70, and then 24 to 31 adjustment. But you are getting the cable roller slide on this one. Plus, you can get it in an arch. You can get this bow in a bow only, an RTH, and then the RTH Plus. And this bow, you can get completely camoed up as well. So we offer it in bottomlands, which then the limbs and the riser would be camo, which is still pretty slick looking. It's completely integrated, like I've been saying on all of our bows that we launched this year besides the G4. So integrated sight, integrated rest. And what I think is really fun is on the Adapt 2, plus you're getting some high-end accessories from Trophy Ridge Hun there, all kitted up and ready to go, so you can walk out the door of your dealer or pro shop or retailer all ready to go for the MSRP is $799 on this, but I mean you're getting the Swift Duo Sight, you're getting a V-Rest, you're getting our Hitman with the quick detach, you're getting our Quiver with the light system. I mean you're getting some high-end accessories on here that if you bought all this stuff separate, you wouldn't even come close to touching this price. It is
100%, yeah,
awesome.
So it's kind of a fun way to have, you know, a really good bow, but with some either, you know, stepped up accessories right off the bat. Unless you want, you know, lots of people, you know, buy the RTH and then work their way up, this gives you a chance to kind of step up with that right away.
Well, and I love that too, because with the new system for the site, you know, you don't have to go out there and buy, you know, there's a lot of really expensive sites that go on those Picatinnies nowadays, right? So
yes,
you got one that comes right for you on the RTH Pro, you said?
Plus.
I knew it started with the P.
Well, actually, this one too. This one as well. This one comes with it as well, but this one's just a cheaper model than what they're going to give you with the better.
So that's pretty awesome, though. I mean, it comes back to what you started with, which is value. Right. I mean, when I'm going out and I'm spending my money on something, if my wife lets me, it's going to be all about value. Right. So, yep. I mean, it's easier to sell my wife on something like this when it comes with everything out the door than to have her see the 10 different purchases to get my bow set up.
I love that strategy.
One bill.
If you had bought all of it separate, it would have cost you hundreds of dollars more.
I actually made money in my mind.
Yeah. We can call that bow hunter math. Does that work?
That's it. Bow hunter math. Exactly.
And what's nice about this bow is, you know, the Adapt has always been our bow that we partnered with the hunting public. Those higher end accessories like the Convoy and the Hitman and the Swift Duo, those are all accessories that they use on their own bows. So, you know, the package is handpicked by them. So love to say that those are the items I decided to put on there, but those are definitely coming from our partner.
Awesome. So that's three. So that's three bows, right? A basic bear bow, the Adapt 2. So the Adapt 2 bear, the Adapt 2 ready to hunt, and the Adapt 2 ready to hunt plus, correct?
Yep.
Three options. So you can get this Adapt 2 as low as $499 bear. And then let's take us back once to the Species XT. How much is that bow?
Species XT.
Ready to hunt.
It is. Focus on the specs. The prices are always like. So in the RTH, the ready to hunt is $479.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all the same, but there are different. I mean, there are differences. Of course, the roller glide, the paw grip, you know, some stuff like that, and the size.
Yep. I mean,
but
so
yeah, cool.
The risers are quite a bit different, which affects.
Oh, the risers. Oh yeah, you're right.
Yep. I which affects the axle to axle and the brace height. So of course you run into.
Yeah, much different riser.
Yep.
I see it now. A whole bunch of cutouts on this Adapt. Okay, I get it. I see what happened here. For some reason, I thought they were the same riser. They're not. Nope. I get it now.
And again, I mean, a guy should shoot them, see what, you know, how it feels, what works better. I mean, and what feels better for the end user, right? So some people like a little bit longer. I feel like the 31 inch on the Adapt kind of blends it both ways. Really still good for the saddle and the tree stand, but still definitely usable on the ground. And that's something I know, like, the hunting public guys really wanted. They're pretty big in the hunting and the saddle and stuff now. And being not too long of an axle to axle is pretty important with some of those setups.
That makes sense.
For sure. All right, what's left?
All right, then it'd be a new collaboration that we came out with this year is the Gamekeeper bow. So we did two in the Gamekeeper, and they're pretty strategic on how we did it. So we did the Gamekeeper. It's just called the Gamekeeper bow. It's only available in one camouflage, and it is Mossy Oak Bottomland, which would be the camo that they use on the Gamekeeper TV show for the most part. And then their speed is 330. Sorry, this is a hybrid cam, 30-inch axle to axle, 6.5. Brace height, our normal limb configuration of 45 to 60 and 55 to 70. This cam has our what we call our bigger DHC cam, so it goes from 27 to 32. So pretty much should fit just about anybody out there. 80% let off. I think the combo of this particular cam with this riser is great. This is actually one of my favorite bows that we produce. It has the cable roller system on it, and then it also just a couple different, most of the accessories are the same as the regular RTH. It's completely integrated. The quiver is also camo, so it just helps blend the bow together there.
Very cool, yeah. What was the price on that one?
So this one is $679.
Wow, great price too.
Especially I like the 30-inch axle.
Yep, I think if you like the 30-inch axle and you like how a hybrid cam feels, and a lot of people do versus like our EKO cam, which is a three-track cam where you can adjust the let-off, which feels great, and I prefer it on the highest let-off. A lot of people just really love how the valley works on our DHC cam, so you can kind of pick and choose a little bit there. And then kind of just to go right into it, the Gamekeeper Junior is the other bow, and that was strategic. We tried to really make it so we've got two bows in this family, and the Gamekeeper Junior is, it's a complete real hunting bow. It's built off of our Bear Royale frame that we've had on the market for a few years now, and on it, you know, you're still getting the 390 feet per second, 27-inch axle, 6-inch brace light, extremely lightweight bow, goes from 5 to 50 pounds, and then 12 to 27, and 75% let off. So definitely, you know, it's a youth bow, but definitely a hunting bow that you could, that you can hunt with, and it's a great way that, you know, both these Gamekeeper bows align well, that, you know, could be your, you know, it looks just like the Gamekeeper. So if whether it's dad, mom shooting the Gamekeeper, and then, you know, son, daughter shooting the Junior, I mean, they're kind of a matching set.
This bow looks pretty lightweight, Ryan. Do you know what kind of weight this thing would be?
Are you looking at the Junior?
Yeah, or, the junior.
I don't have that exact weight right in front of me. I want to say it's low threes.
You say 27. It's got to be pretty low.
It is. Now, with the RTH, that adds a little bit to it, but I want to say roll only is right in that 331.
As a tip to parents out there with kids, just a recommendation. I always tell people, like, if the bow is too heavy, take off. First off, don't have the quiver on when they're shooting if you don't need to. I always put a quiver in my backpack anyway. Realistically, I never really use it in the field. I put it in my quiver. That quiver looks sweet, by the way, at the Mossy Oak Bottomlands. That looks really cool.
It's a small thing, but it definitely stands out.
Oh, it looks cool. Yeah, I can see it from here. I'm like, wow, that looks really cool. No, I love that you guys did the Royale platform to start that, because that's really neat. And it looks great. The other one looks great, too. I think I haven't held this one, but I can tell I'd like it. I mean, again, short axle, you got that blazing power of the two cams. I think that would be another great option for a saddle hunter with that size. That's great. No, 27 would be your shortest bow, right? Just 27.
Yep. Then in like what I would call full size draw length. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Cool.
Is that one online and dealer, or is that dealer only?
Nope. This is you can of course get it at any of the dealers, but it is, you can buy this online. So it'd be available anywhere that you're buying archery equipment.
Now, Ryan, what comes, I guess that's it for the new stuff, right?
Yep.
What's coming out of the line? What can we expect to not be on the shop anymore?
So the Executes, kind of starting from the top down, the Executes come out of the line. So they're completely replaced by the Persists now. Legend XR is coming out of the line. The Whitetail Max would then be coming out of the line. The Surpass stays in the line. It's been there for a couple, and the Alaskan XT stays in the line. The Paradigm stays in the line, which are longer axle-to-axle bows. And then the Legit goes out of the line, but the Legit Max comes into the line. Species EV leaves the line, and then the Species XT stays in the line. Prowess is still in the line. The Adapts leave the line, replaced by the Adapt 2s. Gamekeepers are completely new. So the Resurgence LD, though, leaves the line. And then we still have the Royale and the Limitless and the Pathfinder in the line.
Is it? And I know this is a little different topic, but it's still your brands. Cajun Archery, is there anything going to happen there this year that we should know about?
So I hate to get anything wrong there.
Can you say it right now? You might not be able to say it for this launch. I don't want to put you out if you can't talk about it for the initial launch.
Right.
I don't want to delay this show.
If they have a different launch date.
Yeah, then don't worry about it. I just didn't know if there's something coming that we should probably know about.
Well, bow fishing works on a little different cadence, as you know, obviously, their season hits. Yep. Their season tends to hit at the beginning of the next year, right? At least when it starts.
Anything launching from Trophy Ridge at the same time as this bear bow launch?
There's what they really focused with on the Trophy Ridge side is giving some more left-handed options. So if you're a left-hander, you're going to like to hear this. So on the Swift Duo, we launched it last year in right hand. Now it's available in left hand, which will also be able to, that's something that you'll see on the bows as well. So they really kind of focused on giving more options that way, which is good.
Is there anything, Ryan, from last year that, you know, going into this year that you and the team were kind of surprised by? Like maybe a bow did better sales than you thought, or surprised in the other way, like didn't do as good as you hoped it would do in a specific model?
No, I would tell you the longer axle to axle bows did really well, maybe surprising on how well, being the Paradigm and the Alaskan XT. Which is good to see. So there definitely seems to be some draw and some appeal to having some of those longer axle to axle, which is great. I mean, it allows us to build a little bit more stable bow, so we're all about that. Those bows did extremely well for us, so we were pretty happy to see how well that worked out. And then, of course, just to see how the market has started to go more in, those were the first bows besides the highest end bows that we started to launch with the integrate technology on it. And it definitely, and speaking for Trophy Ridge a little bit too, I mean, the integrate stuff is definitely seems like it's here to stay. And from a bow manufacturing side, we love it because it gives you just, you know, that much more adjustment and adaptability to the bows. So we're all for it. It'll make the bows perform a little bit better when you have more adjustment to make it fit you.
How's been the reception of the Persist now? Obviously we've had some time to let people sink in that you guys were going to build a bow over $1,000. And obviously it's a different platform. It's got a lot of great options to it. It's a great shooting bow, but I mean, how has that been for the competition part? Have you guys felt like you're doing what you hope to achieve with this bow, or is it a little harder than you thought? I guess, how are you guys feeling about it?
We think it's doing really well. Some of the comments that we enjoy the most with it is, you know, some of the integrated stuff, like you had mentioned, where we worked in the tree stand loop and some stuff like that. So a little bit more hunting oriented than you see some other bows on the market do. So we were happy that translated well. And then we were also really happy with, we got lots of comments on how it was our most vibration free. So we have been focused. I mean, since I've been doing this podcast, I feel like I get blue in the face talking about taking vibration out of the bows, right? So, which is good. And we're trying to do that. We still keep it a fairly light platform for that, but making, you know, going to that wider platform, but then all the small things we did with that, like with the different string stop, and you know, it's got some different material inside of it to help with that on that particular string stop. So those run over really well, and really what we've heard is if people shoot it, they really enjoy it. I mean, there's just, not that we feel that any of our bows have a lot of vibration, but that's something that people notice right off the bat. So I think it just makes it a little bit more enjoyable for people to shoot. And I'm sure the wider platform helps as well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate this. And we wish you guys the best of luck on launch day. We hope this does extremely well for you, which we think it will. It always does. There's just so many options for a user all the way through the price points. It's really hard not to find something great from Bear Archery. I also want to take a moment to thank you and thank the Bear Archery team for the support of BHP over the years. You guys have really gone above and beyond to help the hunting industry, in my opinion, getting people in the outdoors with these type of bows that are affordable, and get kids outside, get adults shooting bows, get the adults a chance to get their kids shooting bows because they can actually afford it. For the price of some of these bows, they can get two or three bows of the Bear Archery lineup. And every time people say anything or ask me questions about Bear, it's always positive comments that are going back to them because, again, in my opinion, these are some of the best bows on the market. And even at these price points, you know, every year they're award-winning, in my opinion, just the stuff you're getting for the price. So thank you so much. I wish you guys the best, and I hope you guys have a great launch day.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for the support. This is always fun. It's like Christmas, as I've said before, so I love to be able to finally talk about all the things we've been working on.
Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs, have a lot of fun with the community here, and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.